For film lover Iseka Kuanda, Bad Blood sounds like an enticing title, worth watching on the big screen. The $2 ticket he purchased to watch the Cameroonian drama is a luxury for Burkinabe artist, but he says it's worth it to experience the magic of African cinema.
Si le film est bon.
I love going to movies because when the quality is good, it can teach you something and question your beliefs. It also allows me to observe the world from inside the cinema.
With the opening of the Pan-African Film and Television Festival of Ouagadougou, also known as FESPACO, Kuanda will have plenty of movies to choose from. 200 selected films are playing across dozens of venues in the capital. Among them, an Angolan fiction in which air conditioners stop working and start falling from the sky, leaving the poor to find ways to cool the rich. Then there's Freda, a Haitian coming-of-age movie. A dark drama from Lesotho. In documentaries from Libya to Burkina Faso. In competition are also science fiction movies, animations, comedies, as well as movies from the diaspora. And on the red carpet, famous producers, actors, and directors will gather to promote their cinema, but also to reach out to their audience right here in the heart of the continent. The festival was delayed for 8 months due to the COVID pandemic. It's taking place in a country facing an armed insurgency with over 1 million people displaced due to the violence. For jury member and Burkinabe director Apolline Traoré, the festival must go ahead as an act of defiance.
Art is also a weapon. It's to tell the world that we still exist, to tell the world that although everything is going like that, it is important for us to continue and not to agonize ourselves, pretending that everything is so bad and that we can't do anything. So that message is very strong for us, I think, for every Burkinabe. And doing FESPACO is a message that culture can also help war.
For Iseka Kuanda, going to the cinema is a shared experience, and FESPACO is an occasion to spark a conversation in which African films bring the continent's worldview onto the big screen. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Ouagadougou.